When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
BJ and Jamie. Jamie, the story you're about to tell on the air is probably one of the most bizarre, possessive, I think it's a good word for it, relationship stories I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know where this lady comes from.
I mean, it's okay.
It's so far-fetched.
Let me just, exactly.
I called it a Reddit story. It's like something that somebody would make up and go to Reddit and put it up there for everybody to debate when it's not even true.
100%.
This is true!
So my girlfriend has been married for 16 years, right? And so about 4 years ago, she got a divorce. About 4 years ago.
Okay.
And they have three kids together, right? And he is, he's a hot mess. And so that's why they got a divorce.
Okay.
I won't go into what, you know, all that detail.
Well, we've all been there.
Right? So anyway, three kids, 16 years, something like that. And we all know him as Tom, but this new fiance calls him Thomas.
Oh.
Right there just drives me nuts.
But Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas. Oh my God. So he is newly engaged, all right? So that's good for him. Everybody's moved on. My girlfriend has way moved on, right? And
right.
Last night, the new fiance wrote my girlfriend.
So they're already a fiance.
Yes.
I mean, they're already engaged.
They are engaged. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
so,
well, good.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's like, she's moved on. Yeah. She has her own boyfriend. Like, everything's fine. And so Thomas and Brittany are engaged, okay? And this is what Brittany wrote to my girlfriend last night. And my girlfriend, by the way, is very successful. Her name is Taylor Davis. I'm just using fake names. So if your name is Taylor Davis, don't panic. It's not about you. But Taylor Davis has a name in our towns. And let's say she's in government. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she's hung her hat on Taylor Davis for, you know, 16.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
She's got an investment in that.
Correct.
It's just who she is.
It's her brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Taylor Davis. So, hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out to you and ask that you please remove all the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us that those images no longer remain anywhere online. I'll be taking the Davis name soon, and we're planning to start a family of our own. Out of respect of our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
Whoa.
I understand this may take some time, but it's an important step forward in allowing everyone to move forward with clarity and respect. Thanks in advance for your understanding and for handling this thoughtfully, Tom and Brittany.
You had to look down for the fake names.
I can't screw it up. Thomas and Brittany.
Dang.
Listen to what this lady is demanding. This lady is engaged now to Thomas.
Right.
Tom. And she is demanding that the ex-wife remove all pictures from the internet.
Of the family.
Of the family that he's in,
right.
Obviously.
I mean, he has three kids with her.
Right. Not only that, she's also demanding that her dropping the last name of when she
Davis.
Was with her husband.
Yeah.
She dropped the last name and get rid of it so that this lady can move forward with this man.
Right. So Taylor, my friend Taylor, she doesn't want her to be Taylor Davis anymore.
She wants all history of the two of them erased.
Exactly.
And if she could get rid of the kids, she'd do that too.
I know.
That's what it sounds like.
Moving forward, respectfully, take away your last name. Like, what?
That's wild.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Me either.
Now, I've had situations where my ex-wife dropped my last name.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Once we got divorced, she decided to go back to her maiden. She didn't even go to her maiden name. She went to her mother's maiden name.
Right.
She went a whole different direction, but that's fine.
But she didn't
build adults, and she wanted to do what she wanted to do. I get it.
But she didn't build her brand on Taylor Davis.
Exactly.
Well, no, but she also, yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, that Taylor Davis is who Taylor Davis is.
And Taylor wants to still have, be connected with her kids through their last name.
Right, because all the three kids, their last names are Davis, right?
That is the most ridiculous demand I've ever heard in my life.
Well, and as I told Taylor, I go, listen, it tells me that she's also stalking all your pages.
Yeah, if you're going to go back 5 years. Like, that's a lot of stuff to, like, just sift through.
And look at Thomas on all your pages from years ago.
That's crazy.
Here's the biggie, though.
Okay.
If you're Thomas and you find out about this, you better hit the road, pal. Yeah. Because this is not a woman you want to be married to.
Right?
Okay? Thomas, this is a red flag. Dude, it's not going to work. I'll predict it today. It's not going to work. It won't last 2 months. This woman is a disaster.
She is.
For her to make these demands toward your ex-wife should tell you a lot about what you're about to get into.
Yeah, just like me. And not only that, but she so this girl, what did I call her? Brittany? Brittany texted this at midnight on a Wednesday night. Wrote her this letter.
You think she was liquored up?
Absolutely.
It is my assumption. I have no, I mean.
Midnight, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday's not a good drinking night, is it? I guess any night is.
I don't know.
Right?
But there's obviously an obsession going on with my girlfriend. This new fiance has an obsession with my girlfriend.
She's evil.
She's evil.
She's evil.
But don't you think she's obsessed?
Yeah. If you're going back to 2000, five years ago, and through social media.
I'm not sure obsessed is the right word for it. I mean, it's beyond obsessed.
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff.
I know it.
This is Looney Tunes, dude. You cannot tell somebody they have to drop a last name of somebody that they had a family with, even though he's decided to move on. That lady back there, the ex with the kids, can do whatever the hell she wants to do. For you to think that you have the authority to write her and demand she drop the name and all pictures on the internet?
Hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out and ask that you please remove the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us that those images no longer remain online. I'll be taking the Davis name soon, and we're planning to start a family of our own. Out of respect for our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like she's literally saying, I'm about to replace you. You need to go away. Okay?
Which my friend
I'm about
has already
to assume
gone away.
The name. I'm about to assume the name. You no longer deserve the name. You need to disappear, lady. That's just lunatic
it's
stuff.
It's narcissistic.
But my girlfriend doesn't even talk to her ex. They just deal with the three kids. And the three kids are older, you know.
And she says inside what you just read, she says, it's important to the both of us. She needs to take this and go back to Thomas and say, hey, I want to read you something. Are you telling me, because that's what she's implying, are you telling me that this is your thoughts too? That you want me to get rid of all pictures on the internet that involves us as a family? You want me to get rid of the last name? You want me to do this? Is it also you deciding that along with her? Because that makes a difference if he's in on this too.
Because to me, that it's so, I don't think men care about that stuff.
I don't either.
You
I
know?
Think she threw his name in there to add more weight to it.
Right.
That's all she did.
Because
she's lying.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't know, but to me, men just aren't about the drama, right?
At all.
And they don't, like, I don't care if those pictures are up there from 80 years ago. I don't care if you, I actually want you to still have the last name so our kids have the same last name. It's just easier in life.
But as you move on, though, Jamie, I will tell you from my own perspective, and Lisa's great about this, but moving on, you still, that person that you move on with, you demand, you want them to acknowledge the fact that this other family exists for you.
Yeah.
And they're very important to you. You love them to death. Their lives is equally as important as your own.
Right.
She needs to respect that. Well, this lady doesn't care one way or the other. She doesn't want the kids around. She'd ship them out of here if she could.
Isn't that the craziest letter you've ever heard in your life?
I've never heard anything like this.
I've never either. I mean, I know a lot of women do drop their names just because they hate their ex or whatever. But my girlfriend has built her brand on this name. And so she's going to keep it because it's her brand, right? I mean, that's all I can, how I can put it. I don't know how to explain it to you, but let's just say she's in government and that's what the bill she runs on, right? Everybody in government knows her name.
And it's not like that Thomas, the guy, it's not like he and her having this argument. It's a fiance down the road that's demanding this.
It is bizarre.
Who the hell she thinks she is?
Well, here's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, she needs a hobby. Because she doesn't work. This new fiance doesn't work.
Oh, she doesn't work.
She doesn't work.
Oh, bless her heart.
So she's just
scrolling. And they don't have kids together. So it's not like she's a stay-at-home mom that's busy. So I think her brain's just spinning. Yeah.
She's fixated.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but I'll bet you she's got 10 cats.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.